Good morning. The Mincha in the Shul this week is at 5:15 p.m. Learning in the Shul this week is graciously sponsored by Lynn and Marvin Rosenzweig and family in memory of Lynn's grandmother, Bela Freida Bas Rab Chaim Wolf, Klunimus Ben Moshe Yisrael, and Avram Yosef, Avram Yoel Ben Shmuel, and of course, as every day, Mishnayos are being learned graciously in memory of Sarah Malka Basar Yitzchak, the Neshama should all have Aliyah. We are studying Masechta Oalos, and we are in the 18th parak. We're learning Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. We had started a discussion of a concept called a Beis HaPras. What's a Beis HaPras? A Beis HaPras, we normally assume, is a field that has a body somewhere in it. So the Mishnah now is going to identify three different types. Shlosha Beis Prasos, saying there are three types of Beis HaPras. For the first type of Beis HaPras is where a person accidentally or on purpose goes through and plows through a kever and spreads it throughout the field, right? So nitas kol neta, by definition, any type of tree can be planted over there. You can plant any tree in the Beis HaPras according to this Tana. Not everyone else agrees with that idea. We're going to see some machlokas at Tanoim, but this one says that that's the case because you don't have to worry that there's going to be tum in the fruit that comes from the top of the tree. But eina nizras kol zera chutz mizera hanixar. You can't plant any plant except for something that gets harvested. So if it grows into a plant and then you just pluck the fruit, or in this case the vegetable, that would be fine. But if not, if you actually have to move the dirt, you may be moving a mace or a piece of a mace, and you may be creating a situation of tumah. Vim akro, and what happens if you didn't follow through and you did lift it up? So it's over as grano de socho, v'kovro b'shei kvaros. You have to go ahead and pile the produce onto the field and sift it in two sifters right there, divrei Rav Meir, according to Rav Meir. V'chachamim omrim, the chachamim disagree, and they say, hatzvua b'shtei kvaros, when it comes to grains, it has to be done in two sifters, but v'hakidnis b'sholosh kvaros, if it's going to be done in beans, it has to be done in three sifters, because the beans become a little bit more misunderstood, or a little bit harder to identify. It needs the extra time to go through. And of course, anything that's left has to be burned so that it doesn't come to be used as tummy based. But of course, this stuff, the field itself spreads tumah through touch or carrying, but not through tumas oel, as opposed to the second type of Beis HaPras, which we'll discuss now in Mishnah Gimel. Sadesh avad bakerva basocha. We know that on this field there was a grave. We just don't remember exactly where on the field. So nizras kozera. The literal text of the Mishnah says that anything can be planted over there. But that's not the way the Bartanura learns. He says that's ridiculous. He says, Eina nizras kozera. That seems to be more correct. You can't plant anything. You may be planting on a grave. Veina nitas kol neta. And you can't plant any trees there either for the same purpose. Veimekaimen bo'ilanos. You certainly can't maintain the trees there because the trees are going to be creating a situation. You want to pluck apples off the tree, you're going to have to be under the tree. If that's the case, you may be under a grave at the same point in time. So that would be a tuma situation. Veimekaimen bo'ilanos. Chutz me'ilan srak. She'ino seperos. The only trees you can allow to be there are barren trees. Why? Because they don't make fruit. You may not have people coming in to go ahead and take the fruit. Umetame b'mago b'masa ba'oel, and you need to understand that those things are able to be metame b'mago b'masa, as well as ba'oel. It's able to spread tumah through touch, through being lifted, and also through ohel. We'll stop here. Bezos Hashem will continue tomorrow morning. Everybody have a great, wonderful day.